The voting polls are now closed.
That's it.
When Skagway's polls closed Tuesday, more than 450 residents had cast ballots in an election that could have big consequences for the future of the city's port. Leaving the polls, outgoing Assemblyman Spencer Morgan said the lease is on residents' minds.
It seems like, from what I hear in the community, that's how people are voting. And that's the contentious issue. It's too bad that some of the other issues, like housing, have kind of taken a backseat to things. But I think that's the reason people are getting out and voting.
White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad has managed much of Skagway's port since the 1960s. That arrangement is poised to continue with a new 15-year lease currently in negotiations. But now, two residents who oppose a lease extension are set to take office.
I believe that this election is more of a mandate than a referendum.
That's David Brenna. When elections workers finished hand counting the ballots around midnight, he had garnered 266 votes, far more than any other assembly candidate.
And I think it's a mandate for the to be more aggressive on the cleanup of the contamination, and also that Skagway moving forward wants some autonomy.
Brennan's victory follows two unsuccessful election bids. In 2015, a 35-year Tidelands lease extension with the railroad was also on the ballot, but it was rejected by voters. At the time, residents elected candidates who supported the lease, but this year the outcome was different. Brenna attributes his popularity in the race to his lease opposition. Moving forward, cruise industry leaders say bigger ships are coming in the near future, and Skagway needs to renovate its port to accommodate them. But Brenna says the municipality should take a step back.
The answer is not to get overly excited about the need to do it, because the urgency is being played as a bargaining chip to facilitate the lease extension.
One of his goals for office is to increase transparency, particularly in regards to the railroad.
One thing I think that they should do is, at some point, they need to stop with the memorandum of understanding and actually put a master lease document out that contains the real language and not how it's going to get put into the new document, so that people can see it as it should be written.
In the mayoral race, Monica Carlson is likely to unseat two-time incumbent Mark Schaefer. Carlson earned 245 votes to Schaefer's 189. Schaefer would need nearly all of the yet-to-be-tallied absentee votes to change the outcome. Schaefer supports a new lease with White Pass. Carlson, who was appointed to the assembly this spring, is against the contract. But she says she won't try to stop it altogether.
Even though I oppose the lease, I worked on making it the best for the city if they were to approve it. And so we'll see what the new assembly wants to do, if they want to continue. But if they do want to continue with the lease and finalize it, I believe that everyone in this community has a voice, and they should be able to express their voice on the lease.
Carlson says there is a way to move forward without a lease while preparing Skagway's waterfront for larger ships.
The solution will be working jointly with White Pass, and we can either continue forward and share the floating dock, and they can have all the revenue until the lease expires, or we can move in another direction, and that will be up to the assembly.
Though the lease played a big role in the election, Carlson says it isn't the only issue at stake.
I didn't want it to be all about the lease, because the city has budget revenue problems. They've got housing issues, and I think that we need to concentrate on those. And the lease is just one thing that will move us forward in the future or not.
Carlson thanks Schaefer for the 4 years he spent in office. Schaefer did not return requests for comment by deadline for this story. There are still more than 60 absentee ballots left to be counted. Those votes will decide who takes the second open assembly seat. Behind Brenna, Dan Henry was the second most popular candidate, but he leads write-in Philip Clark by only 7 votes. Those ballots will be counted in the results certified Thursday, October 5th. Reporting in Skagway, I'm Abby Collins.